It's 7 minutes to eight. The business news now from Petula Martin.
Thanks, Mary. New research from business group IBEC has found a significant increase in the use of artificial intelligence in workplaces. 40% of employees reported using AI in tasks at work, compared with 19% at the same time last year. IBEC is launching a new AI toolkit today to support businesses adopt AI. Eric O'Donovan, Head of Digital Policy at IBEC, joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
According to your research, employees appear to be getting to grips with AI, trying it out, seeing how they can use it at work. Are employers behind the curve when it comes to the adoption of artificial intelligence?
Well, our research certainly shows that employees are certainly moving fast on this. 40% of employees reported using AI in the workplace, and that was up 20% on the previous year. And we're also seeing that respondents are saying that the use of AI in specific roles has jumped from 12% the previous year to 33% this year. And it's been adopted in business processes, particularly in administration, marketing and sales.
While employees are leading this cultural shift in the workplace, could that pose a problem for employers if they don't catch up?
Overall, what we found is that the respondents found that AI was beneficial, and we are also finding that there's an appetite for training. So employers, like employees, will need to build their AI readiness. That means, you know, in upskilling and reskilling. But employers are going to need support on this. So IBEC actually believes that the government must leverage part of the National Training Fund, which the employers currently fund, as a means to support and expand AI training opportunities and our pathways. And for our part today, our new campaign and guidance work just got smarter. We hope that that will help raise AI awareness and support businesses in their AI journeys.
IBEC is providing a new AI toolkit to support businesses. What's in the toolkit? How can you help Irish businesses adopt AI?
Well, the toolkit has three elements. Well, actually, a number of elements, but primarily it's supposed to be about offering practical guidance and signposts to help business on their adoption journey, specifically in three areas. One, helping understand the opportunity, you know, whether it's productivity, differentiation in the market, transformation itself, and trade, compliance with the EU AI Act, which is in phased implementation at the moment. Enforcement will start next year. And then getting started with AI. In other words, aligning your AI adoption with your business strategy and developing a change management process.
Now, there are pitfalls too to adopting AI. Does the new EU AI Act give businesses a steer?
Well, the EU AI Act actually has a dual purpose. So one, it's about protecting people, like engendering trust in the technology, but it's also about encouraging responsible AI innovation. So that's excellence in the actual technology itself. So in terms of safety first, the Act provides for a risk-based framework to safeguard our health, safety and rights in the provision and use of AI. So in other words, to ensure that the AI is lawful, ethical and robust. And then in terms of innovation, the Act is about encouraging AI innovation through the creation of what are called national regulatory sandboxes. And that will help regulatory and business innovation. So while the Act is undoubtedly important, the fact remains that government and business will really need to be AI ready. And that will mean more investment in AI capacities, including skills and literacy. And as I said, with our new campaign, we hope to add momentum to national AI awareness and adoption in this area.
Eric O'Donovan, Head of Digital Policy at IBEC, thank you for joining us on the programme. More business news in the next hour.